you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
TJ Miller in the studio Friday. TJ's at the Funny Bone this weekend. And then filmmaker John Waters is going to phone the program on Wednesday. He's going to be in town doing a show at the Slowdown. It's a club here in Omaha, but I'm sure there's tours all over the country just like TJ. So we'll give you dates every other place you want to listen to that. That'd be fun. Podcasts out there. TikToks out there. Todd and Tyler TikTok. LD does some little cartoons from the show. They're good. The kids love the TikTok.
Yeah. It's all free, too.
Yes, it is.
Even the stuff that goes over the radio.
Patronize the advertisers.
This is the kind of radio
all
that
the radio
have to,
stations we're on. You know, Idaho, Texas, Nebraska,
you have to
Kansas.
You know. It's free radio.
Yes, it is.
We mentioned that Lee Elder passed away.
Just last break, yeah.
And
first black offer to play the Masters, right?
He was picked by one player.
Who was it?
Todd's caddy's brother.
Yeah.
Mark Roth was also a hit while we were gone.
Famous bowler back in the day.
Yeah, that was Mark was picked by Craig's Neckhole Kegels.
Yeah.
And David Gulpilil. And I could easily be mispronouncing this gentleman's last name.
Oh, do you have his full name there?
Yes and no. Yeah. I'm not going to read it. No,
there's two other names to his full name.
Yeah.
And they're unpronounceable.
Who was he?
Someone can pronounce them.
For guys like us.
Who was he?
This is the indigenous Australian actor that was in Crocodile Dundee and several other pictures.
Okay.
You would say... Oh, that guy.
Got it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so he played an Aborigine, basically.
Well, because he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
The guy with Paul Hogan at the end of the first movie when they're hunting down the bad guy.
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah. I remember that guy. Yeah. How old was he?
68.
Anybody have him?
Lung cancer. 18 players had him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That just come down?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Maybe an hour ago.
Okay. Got it. Vogelberg season's kicking in Monday.
So some of the players that have it had David Gulpilil, and I could easily be mispronouncing that name. Alan Alda gets a
hit.
How
old was he?
11.
No.
No.
Close.
No, we wouldn't put him on there.
Hey, way off.
Yeah.
Celestial Droppings gets a hit, as does Chubb and the Chief.
Hey, Chiefs.
Corey's Thursday Lot Lizards gets a hit, as does Cowers Free Time and Hairlip Canyon Yodeler.
Speaking of Cowers Free Time, we have an update on Zimmer's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? What about her?
We reported she was 38.
You did, yeah.
And I keep hearing reports now that she's 40.
Perfect.
So, 25-year difference.
Perfect.
Yeah, it didn't help him yesterday, though.
No, it didn't. Well, he's distracted now. He's got pie in the crowd waiting for him to come home.
No, he was not distracted the past couple of weeks. So I give her all the credit.
She could be providing release.
Yeah. Well, it's no nut November. Maybe just not nutting this month.
Yeah. After he watches his quarterback try to line up under the guard on fourth and goal.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. All those
that
asses.
That was pretty funny.
Big guys' asses look alike.
Were you watching that live, Todd?
I missed that.
I missed that.
Yeah. I didn't see anything.
No, I'd lost interest by then.
You see the running back come out of the backfield and tap him on the hip, like, what, move over.
How does that dude live that down?
I've seen a lot of quarterbacks do that.
I've seen quarterbacks do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen Elway do that.
Yeah. It happens.
And hey, okay.
Screw Elway.
You just don't want it to happen on, like, fourth and goal.
Yeah. I was a guard. It happened to me once.
What? Yeah, you feel some hands on your ass?
Stay back there.
Yeah, you'd think the guard would be the first one to go, hey.
Well, I was surprised because the guy, my buddy, who's still one of my best friends, was a center, and he was like 6'2", 240, and I was like 5'9", 160. And I'm thinking, how the hell did you go up against my ass? My ass.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Excuse,
no accident.
But that's also high school, not pros, so, you know.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be able to tell the difference then.
It freaked me out. Yeah. There. It was weird. I'm like, what are you? I said, dude,
like, do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should see that this ass is about 40 pounds lighter than the one you used to kick a snap from.
It was a taller ass, too, you know?
And numbers. Sometimes you can go by numbers.
Well, you're bent over at that point.
Yeah, you'd think his stance would be altered if he had to.
Whatever.
If he had to squat down under your short ass.
I have no idea why he did that, my QB at the time.
Yeah, well, something else on his name mind, was Todd, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My ass, it was on his mind.
They were a little distracted.
Yeah.
Made them football pants look good. Yeah.
Hamilton Burger got a hit as well with David Gopalil, as did Mike Oxmall. Most tail since I led scouts gets a hit.
What was that?
Wow.
Read it again. I want to hear it again. I didn't hear it.
Nick said that was messed up.
I don't want to hear it again. I want to hear it again. That's why I didn't know what you said.
I was laughing at the one before that you did perfectly and nobody even said anything.
I missed that one too. What was that?
The guy's name was Mike.
Mike what?
Oxmall.
Oh, good job, Craig.
Nice.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah.
With an OX or OCHS?
Mike Oxmall. I'm not going to say it slowly. Right. You totally didn't know you could have said that.
Missed it completely.
Yeah,
I was
good.
The only one that caught it. Yeah. All right.
What was the next one?
Most tails since I led scouts.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Right.
That's messed up.
I don't think I've heard that one before.
Lend Dog change his name?
Wow.
Gotta become a priest, probably. That's what it is. I thought the scouts became a priest.
Taint Misbehaving gets a hit, as says Teeny Gorilla Weenie. Todd Star Trek Seminar gets a hit.
All right.
As does
Got a life.
As does Third Trimester Butt Abortion, Where Your Nuts Hang, Wildcat 2112, and Your Knee Hurts, Bend Over.
All had that.
David Gopalil.
No change leaderboard yet.
Probably not, okay. No.
This is a total downer, but I'll bring it up anyway. Have you seen the latest Real Sports?
No, what's on it?
Apparently, there was a doctor. He's no longer with us at the University of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Who liked to stick his finger. He liked to do the digital for everything. It was a digital exam.
Dudes and girls, just dudes.
Yep, since like the 70s.
Dudes and girls.
Dudes, mostly the football player.
We could tweak that ankle. Hang on, bend over.
And he was known in the circle as Dr. Drop Your Pants. And everybody looked the other way.
He got away with it, died, and never paid the consequences?
Yep. Are you telling me my shoulder hurts? Don't look at my butt?
Right. Like there are guys who neglected their injuries because they didn't want to go see the guy.
What about the guy that actually had a butt injury?
I don't know.
Check his foot?
They never discussed that with anybody.
More than one finger.
He probably got all
but they did
stuff.
Mention that, Bo Schembechler had to know. But nobody's saying anything because everybody loves Bo in Michigan.
Back in the day, we all got fingers up our butt for every ailment.
But you'd think after...
This is as since
women, too?
This is Sandusky. This is as egregious as Sandusky.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Yeah, it's worse.
But how many times can you go in with turf toe and have him do that, and then you go, "What? Can we talk about this? This doesn't seem right."
No, anybody who tried to bring it up.
If you keep going back at their turf toe, it's
all you. Of course, got shut down.
That's terrible.
Doc, it still hurts.
Number of people filed complaints.
Now my butt hurts.
And then they went away. So they covered for this guy forever.
Doctor, drop your pants.
The only reason it came to light now.
I would have said something else. Yeah.
The only reason it came to light now is because of Nassar.
I would say finger butt.
Because of what went on
butt.
In Michigan State. Okay. Then somebody in Michigan decided... I forget what player they featured, but he was the one. He's sitting in a tent right now in front of the president's house protesting, trying to get an audience with him.
Be careful.
And he's not getting anywhere.
Be careful where you throw stones, because when you throw stones at glass houses, because every college has some dirty thing happening to them.
Really?
And I mean, we always say this about when Rodgers came out to be an a-hole. we all jumped on him, and he still is. But the fact is that all of a sudden you start saying something, then you read a headline about your players, and you go, oh, I better be quiet.
Yeah.
Because it always comes back to bite you in the ass, you know.
Although Joe Buck did mention that Aaron Rodgers had his toe immunized against the paint.
No, he didn't.
I caught that yesterday.
Yeah.
That, yeah. It was in the first drive of the game. Yeah. He was talking about how he got shot up just enough to numb that toe. And Joe said, well, so numb, he would numb, say numb, it was numb, immunized, numb. Huh?
That's funny.
What was in that shot?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it was Rogan approved.
Yeah, it had to be.
So it's not turf toe. It's like a broken
toe. It's a broken toe.
Dr. Butt stuff, right? I'll check it out. I always watch Real Sports.
Yeah, it's the first story in the latest Real Sports. Right. And
that
this
sucks,
will be
man.
The last Real Sports of the year because the next Real Sports is the one we all hate.
We all hate
it's
it.
A recap.
I hate all TV shows at the end of the year.
Yeah. When they do...
They act like you're supposed to forget.
Reviews.
Remember stuff that happened 6 months ago? Yes,
nope.
I do.
I got a DVR now. Watched all 11 of them. Don't need to see them again.
They're right there on HBO Max. If I wanted to watch those again, I could just go do that.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looks like former world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson is going to become the cannabis ambassador for Malawi. The African nation's agriculture minister sent Tyson an invitation. He reportedly accepted it. Plans are now underway for him to visit Malawi, which has legalized weed for medicinal use, but not recreation.
He's all about recreational, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's licking toads.
Right.
I don't think much of the rest of the world has legal weed.
We talked about we already did that conversation, but it's going to happen. Let's worry about this world. This is the United States, baby. Let's start that trend.
I think we're ahead of most of the world.
Yeah, good thing. Well, not Canada.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. They lead the league.
Most Americans can expect to gain about 8 pounds over the holidays. They say, well, people expect to gain that much. Half of Americans have broken a diet to give in to holiday foods. Most respondents not worried about their weight, though.
Who the hell weighs themselves day before Thanksgiving and then the day after Christmas, or again.
Well,
people
it might
do.
Happen that way.
Yeah, if you gain 8 pounds, you just go, yeah, I think I put on a few, and then just don't look. I'm serious. I mean, I'm like Greg Warren when it comes to that. He doesn't get on the scales because he wrestled his whole life.
Well, this could happen easily. It's if you gained a quarter of a pound every day.
Yeah, just eating.
It's 8 pounds. Over
constantly
the
eating, constantly drinking, right?
And there's all the sorts of candy around.
Candy, cake, food.
Yeah. And it's a lot of stuff that's not around year-round.
Right.
It's like, oh, if I don't eat this now,
Right.
Paying attention to those daily fluctuations in weight will just drive you nuts.
Oh, my God.
90% of us say they plan on enjoying the holiday season without the worry of maintaining a healthy diet.
Yeah, how many people keep track of their weight, weigh themselves every day?
I don't know.
I step on a scale when I go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I
do when I brush my teeth because I'm hoping to see it go under a certain number, but it's never going to be under that number. I don't know why.
Are you thinking at that point maybe the toothpaste weighs a pound?
That's what it is. Yeah.
I know you're thinking that.
It's all the brush is heavy.
Are you naked?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So you don't want any extra weight.
No.
You go first thing in the morning when you're not, there's no water in your system.
That's when you weigh the lightest, right?
I think
first
so.
Morning, I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
2/3 of us say we deserve more treats this year.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Oh,
I love that they ask adults that question. Yeah. Do you deserve more treats?
Fat bitch.
We deserve more treats?
Yep.
Just do it.
All
you don't.
We put up with.
No, you don't.
You don't.
We deserve that.
Well, after the pandemic.
Yeah.
How long are we going to be using that?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't you find anything to reward yourself?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, treats. Sweet treats.
I'll just go visit Dr. Drop Your Pants again.
That's hey,
put on 8 pounds. What do you do now? Drop your pants.
Yeah, better check your butt.
Better check your butt. See if they weighed up there.
My team went 3-9. I guess I deserve some treats.
That's Nick.
And I can gain 8 pounds and no one will notice. Yeah. That's average fan.
Yeah. Well, then, still a fan. What I hate is the people that's like, if you're upset about any of this, then you're not a real fan.
You're not, Nick. I see it on social media. You're not a real fan.
If you're pissed about losing and losing and losing, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, the best of times. I deserve a treat.
I forgot to get on social media and profess my love for the Vikings.
You should have.
Yeah.
No, I'm tired of losing them. Yeah. Seeing them lose close games.
Sounds like they're close.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I rather enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a cheese ball on Christmas Eve.
It's going
to
be what? Oh, I love cheese balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're never anywhere throughout the rest of the year.
The little knife and the. Oh, yeah. The cheese balls.
It's great.
Great. Yeah.
It's like they're like,
and you're right. Cheese balls aren't
surrounded by nuts on the outside.
I know,
it's so
good. Make one.
I know, but you don't. That's the thing. That's a great point. You don't see a cheese ball laying around every day of the year.
No,
except around Christmas.
I don't know how to make them.
Yeah,
I don't think they're that tough.
And mush it together.
It's kind of a guilty pleasure to have a big cheese ball every night on your house.
Right. That's something I don't want to know how to make.
Exactly.
I don't know why I don't like cheese balls because I like the cheese.
And you like balls.
And you like balls.
Yeah.
And I like the balls.
And nuts.
And I like the nuts.
And crackers.
But all together.
Usually put it on a cracker.
You're a commie. I don't really like cheese balls.
I really don't care for it. I don't know why.
Spreading it on cracker, a cheese ball, ain't the best thing ever.
It's so good. He doesn't dip his fries in ketchup either. So, I mean,
I know.
I can't take his opinion on much.
Couple of stats I ran across today. For the first time ever, Florida State, Texas, Nebraska, and USC will all finish the season with losing records.
USC got a coach.
Some of those teams should. Yeah, but here's the thing about this. A lot of us at a certain age all live in a past where just names meant those teams were good. And nowadays, teams are good and are not famous names. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
There's more scholarships. There's more people. There's more. Mainly more scholarships, and everybody's on TV.
And you got
I get the stat. The stat's pretty crazy. It is, but for younger people, they're thinking,
Cincinnati's going to be in the playoff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Transfer portal too.
That's huge.
You got that.
Right. I was actually really proud. I turned on the beginning of the Texas K-State game on Saturday.
Yep.
And that place was maybe half full.
Was that at Texas?
That was at Texas.
Oh, they're pissed off too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good for them.
You're right.
That's how you show them that you're not happy with what's going on.
No, you have a company
Don't
buy
show
up those
up.
Seats.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds to me like all these teams are pretty good.
Well, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers did set a record.
For sucking?
They're the first team in FBS history with 9 single-digit losses in a season.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
first time ever.
Husker fan thing.
Yep.
That's called moral victory. Yeah.
What they all heard was, well, we could have been 12-0.
Exactly. Good
no,
point.
Nick doesn't say that.
I
Nick.
Bet you
or
do.
You could have had the fourth losing season in a row. Under this guy, the other guy, 5 total if you count the last.
How would you do? Somebody probably knows the answer to this. If you bet on Nebraska every game this season. I bet you came out ahead.
How'd they do against
you might have,
the spread?
And they'd still be 3-8 or 3-9. Sorry, Nick.
Right, but not against the spread.
We just draw on this because we know that Nick goes crazy. Believe me.
Well,
actually,
not
he doesn't.
Just Nick.
No, he goes. He does go crazy. I love it. You know?
It's
and Nick's right too. By the way,
it drives me nuts. I get to see it happening. They were still
5
ahead.
In a row?
You're like, oh, here comes the turnover.
They were 6-6 against the spread.
Oh.
Oh.
There was nothing on the Fordham game.
Hey, that's bowl game.
that doesn't count. 6-6 against the spread.
Yep. Right. That should get you in.
All right. Now, Todd Camp, bitch, because always goes back to haunt you. Kyle Rittenhouse wants to be a Sun Devil.
Can you blame him?
Do some railing on a houseboat.
Who doesn't want to be a Sun Devil?
Oh, they don't want to murder on campus, they said. So good for See how that
pussies. Oh, I'm sure many of them would welcome the murderer on campus.
Yeah. Some of them might. You're right.
Yeah, there's it.
TJ Miller in the studio on Friday. Also, filmmaker John Walters, too, this week. TNTRadioEmpire.com's website for the podcast, all that. We're on all the podcast platforms. We're live till Christmas, all right? Well, no, before Christmas.
Right? Something like that.
Right. Around Christmas.
All right. Well, I'm back. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.